This is the Denver City Cast with Holden Kushner, presented by Bet Rivers.
Well, hello there. It's Holden with VSiN. It is the Denver City Cast presented by Bet Rivers. Going to talk some baseball for the first time in the show. Todd Helton needs to go into the Hall of Fame today. We'll find out if that happens about 4 o'clock our time. We also are going to discuss 3 basketball games. CSU taking on Nevada. I have a best bet for that one. Colorado in action at Oregon tonight. The Nuggets with that second game in 3 days against the Pistons, this time on the road in Detroit, and an update on the Broncos head coaching search. So a lot going on. Make sure you follow me on Twitter at Holden Radio, and let's get into this thing right now. Todd Helton, 4th year on the Hall of Fame ballot, former Colorado Rocky, big fan of his offensively, defensively, and he has seen a big step forward over the last 3 years. He went from 16.5% in 2019. Again, I don't know what changed. Actually, I do. More stats, more arguments for the reason he should be in. Larry Walker getting in, I think that helps Helton too. 29.2% the next year, so it went up about 13%. And then he took a huge leap, about 16% last year, 44.9%. You need 75% to get in. So let me just read off some stats here. And I think, you know, that's big when it comes to the Hall of Fame. My buddy Ryan Spader did a podcast, best baseball podcast with him for a while. He's one of the best stats guys out there. And here's a whole bunch of stuff that he gave to me, okay? Todd Helton, 219 plate appearances against pitchers currently in the Hall of Fame. He batted 369 against them with a 928 on-base plus slugging, OPS. If you don't know what OPS is, don't worry about it. Just know that his number is extraordinary. Okay, let's continue to look at Todd Helton. 133 plus, OPS plus. That's remarkable. What he did at Coors Field was just sensational. 345 batting average, 441 on base, and a 607 slugging for what? 1,048 on base plus slugging? Like, that is just astronomical. But he only did it at Coors Field, they say. He only did it at Coors Field. Well, guess what? He did it on the road, too. He's a pretty damn good hitter on the road. Let's dive into that. 855 OPS on the road. That's actually an excellent on-base plus slugging. He hit 287 on the road. That's not bad at all. 386, 469. That adds up to an 855 OPS. Let's look at Wade Boggs, as my friend Ryan says. 131 OPS plus. So, lifetime hitter, Helton a little bit better. Oh, but you say, but Boggs played in Fenway. Yeah, Boggs played in Fenway. There's a gigantic green monster out there, and he's one of the greatest hitters of all time. He'd just take the pitch, bounce it off the monster, get a double. It was great. You know, Wade Boggs, 369 batting average at home. His on-base plus slugging, almost 1,000 at home. On the road, it was 786. I mean, this is just one comparison, Helton to Wade Boggs as far as a hitter goes, but it's a very good comparison there. Let's look at some other numbers. Players with seasons of 200-plus hits, 50-plus doubles, and 100-plus walks. That's pretty amazing. Todd Helton did that back in 2000. The other players to do that, Wade Boggs, Stan Musial, Lou Gehrig, and John Olerud. Three of the 4 guys are in the Hall of Fame. It should be 4 of 5 because Helton's getting in there sooner than later. Now, there's also a stat called Jaws, and I don't want to get too technical with the non-baseball people, but basically what that does is take your 7 best years. This is very minimal to break it down. Your 7 best years. And that to me is actually how I look at a Hall of Famer. How great was he over 7 or 8 years? Well, he had a number of 54.2. And you go, 54.2, what is that? That is exactly the average of 22 current Hall of Fame first basemen. Okay? His Jaws figure is the average of the 22 first basemen in the Hall of Fame. That is remarkable. Wow. How about, who's the guy that reached base safely more than anybody else in the 2000s? Oh, Todd Helton did that. 2,796 times, more than A-Rod, Jeter, Pujols, and Bobby Abreu. All-time multi-hit game leaders for the Rockies. He's the greatest Rocky of all time. I know Larry Walker is a Hall of Famer and a great Rocky. This guy, Todd Helton, the best, 710. You know who the second most multi-game hit player for the Rockies was? Larry Walker, 396. So Todd Helton belongs. I think it's as simple as that. Other thoughts on the Hall of Fame ballot? Here's who else deserves to get in. And I'll probably leave some names off, but this is a very simple, raw way of looking at it. Barry Bonds, greatest player that ever lived, not named Babe Ruth. Hall of Famer before the alleged steroid or performance-enhancing drug use, greatest player of all time. You know what's interesting about Barry Bonds, too? What Tom Brady's doing right now in the twilight of his career is kind of like what Barry Bonds was doing in the twilight of his career, just going out, setting numbers, playing the best baseball of his life. Barry Bonds, he better be in. It's a Travis Shand mockery if he's not. Roger Clemens, one of the top 10 starting pitchers of all time. Is he the best starting pitcher I've ever seen? Well, he's right up there. He's right up there. There's Kershaw. There's Pedro. Now, Clemens did it longer than both of those guys, but Clemens, to me, top 10 pitcher of all time. Allegations of performance-enhancing drugs? Fine. He's in. He's one of the greatest of all time. That I'm not going to hold against these guys. What was your production on the field? Curt Schilling, greatest postseason pitcher of all time. A lot of people think he's a racist jerk. I get that. I've talked to the guy a few times. I disagree vehemently on a lot of issues with him. But the bottom line is this. His numbers in the regular season were Hall of Fame worthy. Greatest postseason pitcher of all time. He should be in. Last guy, David Ortiz, greatest DH of all time. So we got the second greatest hitter in my estimation of all time. We've got a top 10 pitcher of all time. We've got the greatest postseason hitter and the greatest DH of all time. So at a minimum, Barry Bonds, Roger Clemens, Curt Schilling, David Ortiz, Todd Helton. Those five guys should be getting in on this ballot. That's my baseball spiel. I'll come back. Let's talk a little basketball. Colorado, CSU, and the Nuggets all in action. I'll have some bets from that next on the Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers.
Being a homer has its perks at Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Every day, Bet Rivers offers a special hometown discount on parlays involving local teams. To get your hometown discount, just open the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app and check the daily specials to place your bet on a unique parlay with hometown teams and players. Then root for the home team and win together. Bet today on the Bet Rivers Sportsbook app or go to BetRivers.com. Must be 21 and located in Colorado. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
For more real-time, relevant sports betting news and information, listen to VSiN in Denver on Altitude Sports 950. VSiN, the sports betting network, is on the air in Denver. Listen to relevant, real-time sports betting news and information on Denver's Altitude Sports 950. Follow the Money, A Numbers Game, Lombardi Line, My Guys in the Desert, The Nightcap, and much, much more from VSiN, the sports betting network, on the air in Denver on Altitude Sports 950. Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers. Let's talk some basketball. We're starting the NBA where the Nuggets start a six-game road trip. It's in Detroit tonight. They went 4-2 on the six-game homestand, so they kind of righted the ship when they came home. You know, got back over 500, stayed there. Nikola Jokic, all right, the four-game triple-double streak came to an end against the Pistons, but boy, you know, he hit those four free throws in the closing seconds, and it was a six-point win, 117-111 for the Nuggets the other night. Jokic, 9 rebounds, 8 assists with those 34 points. Okay, great night. He should have a monster night tonight once again, and I wouldn't be opposed if you wanted to go bet a triple-double for Jokic as long as you could find 3-1 or higher odds, so plus 300 or higher. That's tough to find out there right now. He's also the player of the month or the player of the week. The guy's just the best. He's the best player in the world. When I was on VSiN Sunday morning hosting a show, by the way, you could check that out, 6 to 8 a.m. I know it's early mountain time, 6 to 8 a.m., but I went out on the crusade. I said, Nikola Jokic for MVP. Let's do this already because he needs national attention. He's the best in the world. Okay, here's things I'll be watching tonight. Outside of Jokic, Bryn Forbes and this Nuggets bench, they actually outscored the Pistons bench. So that was nice. I know the Pistons bench stinks, but the Nuggets bench has been just about as bad as it gets this season. So Bryn Forbes, love the addition, 19 minutes per game in his two games. He's averaging 10.5 points and he's 3-for-8 from three. So we'll see about 20 minutes out of him tonight, hopefully. Boogie Cousins, I mean, didn't look very good, picked up some rebounds. Basically, he's doing what you need him to do right now. play when Jokic gets to give Jokic a couple extra minutes to sit. That's all we need to do. Just get him a little more rest. Just run him into the ground right now. The Pistons, they are freaking awful. There's the next note for you. They have lost their last five games by an average of 11.5 points, and they've allowed 50% shooting from the field. Whew, that's bad. They're also 24th in defensive rating and 29th in effective field goal percentage, which, if I just say to you, that's really bad, trust me, that is absolutely horrendous. Okay, how about the Nuggets? They took advantage of the Pistons, ranks 23rd in shots allowed. They went 23 of 27 in the paint within 4 feet. That's big. That is really, really big. Make sure you get the ball deep to Jokic and let him take care of business. If Gordon wants to do whoever the hell it is, get under the basket, put it in there, dominate Isaiah Stewart. Now, here's the thing we got to look at. Right now, this is Nuggets -6.5 at Bet Rivers. It was -12 when the two teams played a couple of days ago here in Denver. If you're adding about 2 points to home court advantage, I don't even know if you can give that to the Pistons, but we'll do that. I mean, that would probably make this line, what, 10? Normally? Now, the Nuggets wouldn't have covered that at home, right? So they let up some points late. But I think this is a nice home court advantage, or no home court advantage for the Pistons. Jonathan Van Tobel of VSiN. Love the guy. Here's what he had to say about this. And he's going to go into the six-point swing from the -12. That was the closing number. With home court worth only 2 points, it would make it an over-adjustment by the market on a team that has some real on-court advantages. Nuggets, here's one thing I want to throw at JVT. They're 18 and 27 against the spread. Only the Lakers are worse. Tough to trust them to cover here, even against an awful team, but there is a bet from one of the best NBA bettors out there. JVT has the Nuggets -6.5. So if you want to lay a bet at the window tonight, JVT, as good as it comes, he's been a guest on the show. He'll be a guest on the show once again. He's got the Nuggets -6.5. Now, my pick is going to be from this Colorado State-Nevada game. Big one here. CSU -8.5 at the time of this taping. I got in at CSU -7, and the total was 151.5, now up to 153 or 153.5 at Bet Rivers. Now, this game is supposed to be at 9 o'clock tonight. They moved it up because it's on FS1. So that'll be a 7 o'clock tip. If you were excited about this game, don't wait till 9. Turn the TV on at 7. Rams are 15-1, 5-1 in the Mountain West. Best team in the Mountain West, in my opinion. They've got a 4-game win streak, and Nevada's 9-7, 3-2 in the conference. Mediocre team at best. This is not a team likely going to the NCAA tournament. So the Rams got blown out by San Diego State. Remember that game on the road? And I'm saying, you know what? Again, this team hadn't played very much. We had the COVID issues, the game stoppages. Yeah. I threw that out the window. CSU's won 4 straight since then, and they're shooting 50% from the field. This is a damn good team and the best college basketball team in the state. Last time these two teams played in Fort Collins was 2 years ago. Two. Isaiah Stewart, if you remember, the clips are all over the internets right now. He hit the buzzer beater, 92-91 win for Colorado State. But you know what's interesting? That was the one win out of the last 10 for CSU against Nevada. Now, do I take any of that and put it into tonight's game? I'm kind of going to leave it alone because Nevada's had better teams. And CSU this year is just by far and away the better team in this game. Rams, they're not turning the ball over. They're turning it over 10 times a game. That's amazing. Just they're 10th in college basketball. They hold on to the ball. You know how important that is? Nevada, well, you know, they've got a little height. They've got a height advantage, 2 7-footers. There's no way you can roll both those guys out there because Roddy's going to kill them from beyond the arc. All the guys from CSU going to kill them beyond the arc. Nevada, 5 double-digit scorers, so there's a lot of balance there. But Stewart, Roddy, I mean, I just look at this Colorado State team. I don't think they're going to have too much problem scoring, given that Nevada is so awful. They are 307th in scoring defense. There's not too many teams below them. 307th, 214th in defensive field goal percentage. So I've thrown all these stats out there, all these opinions out there. The Colorado State team total is 80.5. And while the Wolfpack are as bad as it gets defensively, CSU really hasn't reached that number in 8 straight. So I'm a little iffy on the CSU team total. So where do I want to go? Two ways. First of all, in the second half this year, Colorado State is shooting 55.3% from the field, 37% beyond the arc, and they're limiting opponents to 31% shooting in the second half. Okay, here we go. I found a CSU -3.5. We're going to bet the second half before the game even starts. I think CSU beats the hell out of Nevada in the second half here. 3.5, -3.5, second half, -117 at Bet Rivers. And not only am I going to take that one, now I took CSU at -7. I think this thing is good up to 7.5. If it gets to 8, 8.5, that's where I start getting a little uncomfortable. Two best bets from this one. Rams, -3.5, second half. Rams, -7.5. Bet Rivers, book it. Let's move on to Colorado at Oregon. Colorado's struggling, man. 12-6, 4-4 in the Pac-12. NIT team written all over it right now. I mean, you want to go beat a quad one team. I think Oregon's got a shot to be there, and they are playing great basketball, like sensational basketball. This game had to be rescheduled 2 times, by the way. Oregon 12-6, 5-2 in the conference. A couple of tough losses for Colorado. USC, they lost at home, and then, you know, to blow it at the end against UCLA, that was rough. Buffaloes, 82nd in KenPom, strength of schedule, 89th. That's going to keep them on the outside looking into the NCAA tournament. Ducks, 18th in KenPom's adjusted offense. So I kind of expect some points tonight from the Ducks, despite the fact that Colorado plays some pretty good defense. And Colorado, 53rd in adjusted defense. For the Buffs, Elijah Parquet could come back tonight. And that would be a huge boost to the Buffs' defense. You like that. On the other hand, the Ducks have won 6 straight, and they just, listen, they held Washington to 13 points in the first half in their last game, forcing 14 turnovers. I know Washington stinks, but that's absolutely ridiculous. Oregon also 32nd overall in the AP poll, so they're getting the other votes. Remember, CSU is 29th, Oregon 32nd, and it's just a tough matchup. It's just too much rebounding and size there. Ultimately, I think Jabari Walker is going to need to put up a double-double. Buffs are going to need a big game from Evan Batty behind the arc. Oregon's on fire. I'm not so sure that the CU defense can quell that offense. There's a lean toward the Oregon team total over 72.5, but ultimately, I just want to break this game down for you, and I think that it's going to be a pass. Okay, so we got the baseball part done. We got the basketball part done. And again, JVT has the Nuggets -6.5. I have CSU full game. And in the second half, Broncos head coaching search. We'll put a bow on that one next on the Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers.
Bet Rivers Sportsbook wants you to be in control of your football bet. That's why players love the same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Same game parlays let you mix and match player props and game bets and gives a payout boost to the winning combinations you want to root for. Combine two bets or combine many. You pick your confidence level and then watch the game unfold. Bet on same game parlays at Bet Rivers. Download the Bet Rivers app or go to BetRivers.com today. Must be 21 and located in Colorado. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Welcome back. Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers. Holden with Veasan here. Before we get into the latest in the Broncos head coaching search, just looking at the AFC-NFC championship game lines on Bet Rivers, things have really stayed just normal, right where they are with the Chiefs and the Bengals. Chiefs still -7. Bengals +285 in the money line. 54.5 is the total. So everything stayed kind of normal. Maybe the total went up just a little bit. No bets on that right now. Friday is when I will have my official bets for this game. And honestly, I don't see too much changing here unless we get some weather report where it's going to be super windy in Kansas City. I think things stay the same. Maybe it goes down to 54 or up to 55. If anything, I think it'd go up to 55, but I'm not worried about hitting that right now. The other one, Rams hosting the Niners. This opened at Rams -3.5. Then I saw it go to 3, and now back to 3.5 for the Rams. You want to take the Niners on the money line, plus 155, 46.5 is the total. Don't forget, though, Niners have won six straight in this series. Six straight. Shanahan has won six straight from McVay. There is something different about this Rams team. But again, that hook is what has me on the Niners. I think the Rams went outright. But +3.5, I'm close to pulling the trigger on that one. Speaking of pulling the trigger, how about the Broncos? When are they going to hire a new head coach? Let's talk about this for a second. Nathaniel Hackett, the offensive coordinator with the Packers. He was in town yesterday for almost 9 hours. My favorite part of this was Andrew Mason, who was a guest on the show. Yeah, he's been covering the Broncos for a while. He spent hours upon hours looking at the departure time of Hackett's flight back to Green Bay, and it was absolutely hilarious. I'm saying to myself, why is this guy every 5 minutes giving us an update when nothing is changing? But it got to be such great shtick after a while. It put a smile on my face. I was checking it every 20, 30 minutes to see what had happened. And here's what Mason said, which I thought was the most interesting thing. He goes, this is like an SEC town, SEC college football. That's what this is. It's the SEC of the pros. And it is. Because of a lot of us, we were really interested in seeing when Hackett's flight was going to go back there. 9 hours? I mean, that's like a, think of going on a 9-hour date with a girl. Are you going to wrap things up? I mean, you're not going to marry her, but still, that's a long date between these two sides. So 10 interviews, down to three reportedly. Hackett, Dan Quinn, and Rams offensive coordinator Kevin O'Connell. So the Broncos, here's the question. Do they make an offer to Hackett? Do they make an offer when Quinn comes to town? Or do you wait until after the NFC Championship game, which is the first time that anybody could talk to Kevin O'Connell? So if they're really high on Kevin O'Connell, there's a chance that Hackett slips away. There's a chance that Quinn slips away. Very interesting. Broncos, Jags, Vikings have talked to Hackett. Vikings, Bears, Dolphins, Giants interested in Quinn. Quinn has interviewed two times with the Bears. So this will be interesting. And the Bears just hired somebody from Kansas City to be their new GM. I wonder if Eric Bieniemy is going to be in the mix there. That will be interesting. But Quinn's been with the Bears two times now. Do you have to wrap him up this week? Maybe if they really want him, if Peyton really wants him. So that's the big question right now. Hire Hackett this week. Hire Quinn before another team does, or sit back, relax. You feel comfortable if you miss out on Quinn and Hackett, and maybe Kevin O'Connell is your guy. He's very, very interesting. Here's what I'll do. I'll continue with my setting the line of the next Broncos head coach. Dan Quinn, I'm going to keep him at even money. 9 hours with Nathaniel Hackett, he gets a big bump up to plus 125. O'Connell, since the Kushner Sportsbook, a subsidiary of Bet Rivers, wants to get some bets here, I'll put him at 3-1, plus 300. There really is a shot, though, that he doesn't even get an interview. If they wrap this thing up this week, O'Connell's not getting an interview. What do I think happens? I'm still going Dan Quinn, but, I mean, Hackett being in here for that long yesterday wouldn't surprise me to see him being the head coach, and still a long shot on O'Connell, because I think that the Broncos are going to want to get this thing wrapped up at some point in time this week. Coming up on tomorrow's show, maybe we will know about the Broncos' next head coach. We'll definitely know about Todd Helton, and we'll have a bet review on the bets made today for CSU. We'll talk Nuggets. We'll recap the Colorado basketball game as well against Oregon. Thanks to my buddy, Stephen Young, behind the scenes for making this such a beautiful presentation. Again, I'm Holden Kushner. Follow me on Twitter at Holden Radio. And thanks for checking out the Denver CityCast presented by Bet Rivers.